At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Fred Starr, my guide to Central Asia. He leads the Central Asia and Caucasus Institute at the American Foreign Policy Council. And these are early days to solve, or at least to view in fog of war, fog of diplomacy, the crisis in Kazakhstan that is ongoing until it is solved. We come now, however, to responses from two states, Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, that did not participate in the deployment of CSTO security forces in the immediate days following the riot, mayhem, chaos, anarchy in Almaty. Uzbekistan especially is keen because I was there before the pandemic, and it is a culture and a city and a governance that is seeking to shed the Soviet manacles of the 20th century and join the market economy. Fred, Tashkent has great promise. And the people there are yearning for contact with Europe, trade across Central Asia. In not participating in the CSTO deployment into Kazakhstan, has Uzbekistan put itself at risk in some fashion, Fred?
Not at all. It has strengthened its role as a regional leader, which includes all five of the former Soviet states of Central Asia, and also, by the way, and this is a long-term game, they're looking to Afghanistan. The Kazakh-Uzbek relationship is a very important one. For years, we thought of it as highly competitive. Now it is not. They have identified themselves as strategic partners and allies. The Uzbeks see the Kazakh problem as something that is challenging the concept of a Central Asia with linked together, and all of them want this. None of them is happy with the deployment of CSTO troops, even though some of the states participated to a very small degree. All of them want Russia out, except as a last ditch effort, if it's needed against real breakdown in their country. Let's focus on the fact that the CSTO troops are leaving. At what point will Takayev announce that they've gone? That will be a very interesting signal, because it was announced at the beginning that this was a temporary deployment. If they really go back home, and if Takayev, as I believe will be the case, consolidates his rule, and by the way, that will require a firm hand, which we may be uncomfortable with. But the alternative to his consolidating it is chaos and a big Russian role. The rest of Central Asia is watching all this very closely, because all of the countries, including Kyrgyzstan, including Turkmenistan, which has tended to stand on the sidelines before now, all of them want sovereignty. They want self-rule, and they realize that the only way we're going to confirm this and strengthen it is by linking arms with our neighbors. So the sooner they can get Kazakhstan back into the linked arms of the region, the better for everyone, and that's their top objective right now.
The president of Uzbekistan, Mirziyoyev, has been very forceful in making declarations, of one from his foreign minister: I believe we are closely monitoring the situation in the region, all the threats to security. To your understanding, is this an opportunity for Mirziyoyev to take even more leadership in the Central Asian, given the great promise of Kazakhstan is obvious to everyone, but now we have to put a question mark. Does Uzbekistan, with the largest population growing very quickly, does it now command everybody's attention?
Absolutely. It is a great opportunity for Uzbekistan. The interesting thing is, of course, there is a residual anxiety throughout the region. Memories of old states that were on the territory of Uzbekistan in the 19th century, 18th century, going back hundreds of years, even to Tamerlane. There is an underlying concern about Uzbekistan as a possible hegemon in the region. However, the Uzbeks themselves, the present government, Mirziyoyev, the president, the foreign minister, very capable man, they are well aware of this concern among their neighbors and are proceeding very deftly, I think, for the time being. Kazakhstan is not going to walk away from Central Asia. It is not going to fall within the Russian orbit and disappear as another unit of the Russian state. That's not going to happen. However, the question will be, to what extent will Tokayev actively participate in this regional linking of arms that's taking place in Central Asia? I think he will.
Fred Starr, leading the Central Asia and Caucasus Institute at the American Foreign Policy Council. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.